The delegates say the state's Medicaid agency has conducted only internal audits, so they propose a financial and operational audit by the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Commission, which will also recommend reforms. And while the federal government pledges to pay all of the cost of expanding Medicaid for 3 years, Delegate Jimmy Massey said as a businessman, he did a credit analysis that cast doubt on that guarantee, using federal spending, revenues, maturing debt, and borrowing.
The federal government has to borrow about $85 to $100 million an hour just to pay for its operating deficit and another $350 million now to refinance itself. That adds up to a little bit less than $450 million an hour.
But Virginia Organizing's Ben Greenberg said while the federal government does need to get its fiscal house in order, new McAuliffe administration figures show big savings if there were no delays in expansion.
We will save the state $1 billion while we address the needs of up to 400,000 Virginians who have no health care coverage.
The GOP will propose extra funds to pay for the audit. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.